Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to a beautiful Saturday afternoon. This is I Don't Know. I'm Gabe, your host for today. Maybe one day I'll let somebody else host. I'm joined by my two wonderful co-hosts, Greek Statue and Jay Schlatt. Welcome, boys. Please introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm Isaac.
Hey, I'm Pyramid.
I just had over there, buddy.
I had the nastiest stretch of my life, man.
I think I saw your legs shaking under the desk.
Oh, dude, I was trembling. Oh my gosh,
just shivering in your boots because of how spectacular that stretch was.
Yeah, it kind of hurts now, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, yeah, I mean, you over like strain your muscles, whatever.
Only for like a second, though.
But it still hurts. It's like a bruise, you know. Rock 'em, stock 'em.
A bruise is completely different.
Isaac, have you ever been bruised?
Yeah. I've been bruised a few times.
You know, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will leave psychological damage that will impact you for the rest of your life.
Not me, because I'm not that smart, so I don't remember anything that's said to me after like 30 seconds.
Yes,
I'm like a goldfish.
Yes, sir. Give me some. That was the weakest dap I have ever.
Can you do it again?
It's not like I have a lot of room to move around.
There you go.
There we go. That's room for celebration.
Mm-hmm. Do it again.
Do it again.
In celebration.
On the other hand.
I'm all right.
Yeah, yes, left hand too.
Now.
I wanted to like cover three things before I started going crazy with random.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, that song that we just heard, Jesus Bill by Delta Sleep. Delta Sleep is coming to Hi-Fi on, I believe, June 8th. June 8th or June 7th. Which, because they're an EU band, right? They're like across the sea. Kind of maybe just a little big deal for me. Because I really like them. They're a British math rock band.
Mm-hmm.
Spectacular. Wonderful even. I forgot what my second point was, and my third point is my car is going to explode.
Mm.
Thank you.
Let's go.
For coming to my TED Talk.
It's because I filled his engine with
sugar.
I was about to say foam, but, you know.
I thought it was silly putty.
No, it was foam.
It was serious putty.
It's just a rock. It's just a rock in a can.
Mm-hmm.
You can't mold it. You can't shape it. You take it to a welder. He has to smack on it with a hammer for hours before it starts to move.
Go to a blacksmith. Get him to forge my serious putty into something just a little more reasonable.
Turn my serious.
I want to go to a blacksmith, cut my arm off, and get him to replace my entire arm with a sword.
Now, I don't think he would do that if you cut your arm off right in front of him. I think he'd probably call the cops.
An ambulance. Get you some help.
Yeah.
Just you might like want to cut right it off there. Beforehand.
It's like right there. That's
get it beforehand.
Like halfway up my.
You got to remember, there's nobody. Nobody can see where you're pointing, so they don't know if you're pointing.
I was talking to you guys, and I was about to say halfway up my forearm sentence. So
okay.
So we'd have like 50% of your forearm left.
Yeah. I'm gonna replace the rest of it with like a rapier or something.
You could replace it with a hook.
You could be Captain Hook. I had a dream about Captain Hook last night.
Really?
Yeah. He was there, and we were watching Pirates of the Caribbean, and it was like me in my English class. I had no clue what was going on, but somehow Captain Hook was there.
He was your substitute.
Maybe.
He was.
I mean, the teacher was still there, so it felt really weird. My girlfriend was there, too, and I was just like, I don't know what's going on, but this is cool.
He was trying to get new crew members.
We're starting them young.
He's about to take you out of the class. He's going to recruit you.
Man. No, I'd love to pillage and plunder. Maybe get myself some doubloons. How about you, Isaac? Would you like a doubloon?
I'm already sailing the seven seas. Looting and plundering all the British merchant ships.
Mm-hmm.
He's two steps ahead of me.
The way it's meant to be done.
Why can't we bring back pirates?
What kind of ship are you
There are pirates.
With? I don't know what you're talking about.
Pirates
died off like 30,000 years ago.
I don't think that's
the dinosaurs.
They're just not as cool as they used to be.
Are you guys excited for that alien invasion I planned on March 2nd?
March 2nd, 2025.
I thought it was 2024. I was talking about it last year. Bless you. And, you know, I was like, man, I actually had a very intimate conversation with an alien. And he said, all right, we'll come over.
I said, that's cool. I don't have any rubber bands to shoot at you, so just imagine that I just did it.
You're going back in timeout.
I don't have any rubber bands.
This has been the new season's trope. Get shot with a rubber band and put Isaac in timeout for 20 minutes.
You get put in the naughty corner. You're not allowed to leave.
We turn the rubber bands
off. I'm just going to start balling up pieces of paper and throwing them at you.
Hey, maybe if you look in the trash can, you can find something.
Probably like the gum
that
I
spent on. Did you leave me a rubber band in there?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not throwing anything away in that trash can.
He's prepping you. He's arming you with rubber bands and trash cans.
I am enabling to...
Check in there. It's just a Nerf gun.
Man, you're really...
I'm just a key enabler for the new years. Just giving them everything they need.
You know what I've enabled you to do?
What?
Talk. I can take it away at any moment. I'm in charge.
You know what I enabled you to do? To have the ability to take away my ability to talk.
Yeah, we can just leave.
Yeah.
You're right.
You forgot that part, didn't
you? I'm going to gamble your college fund.
You're going to have to find it first.
You can gamble my college fund.
Thank you.
See, he's giving you permission, so now you can take it to whatever casino you want.
Aren't they opening up a new casino somewhere?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to...
I see a giant billboard every time I go to school, and it's like, there's going to be a new casino. And I'm like, man, I'm going to high school. Why am I thinking about a casino right now?
We should open a casino.
We should.
Yeah, we could make it so that the house always wins.
That'd be a really great casino. We should only have, like, one guy win ever.
It's rigged.
Mm-hmm. The whole system.
Have a sign by the front door that just says that. It's rigged. You will lose your money.
If you manage to win against the house, we will sue.
You're cheating.
If you win, we're going to send the mafia after you.
There's been a couple of movies like that.
Just broke something.
Nope.
That's what it sounded like.
I think he threw his phone against the wall again. Ooh.
I'm waiting for him to drop his keys.
They might. Hold on. Let me see. I can solve this issue. I've got zippers.
Ooh.
Oh, I added something. I think you guys both saw it already, but I added something new to my keys.
Okay, let's
I've now got this, the,
Is that, like, foam finger?
No.
That's
so
not a finger.
Oh.
It came with some shoes. Yeah, it's connected to the shoestring. It's just the sole of a shoe, but really small.
Yeah, it's one of those insertions so that your feet don't hurt.
The insole.
Yeah, I connected it to my keys.
Have you hit anybody with it yet?
Have I hit anybody with my keys? No.
No, like the foam little sole.
Oh, no.
Honestly, you could probably kill somebody if you swing your keys at them.
You got enough on there, it could be considered a lethal weapon.
Yeah, that's why that's why all of my my key rings, instead of connecting them to one, I connect them to one another so that I can swing it as a mace.
I thought that was a flail.
It might be.
A flail.
I always mix up my medieval bludgeoning weapons, that's my bad.
A flail can be a mace, but a mace can't be a flail.
Isn't a mace firmly attached, mm-hmm. like ball to a big...
Ball of metal... Big stick. Flail. Ball of metal.
I thought that was a morning
chain.
Star.
Hmm?
I thought that was a morning star.
No, you don't have... So that's the one with the pointies on it. Without the pointies, it is still a mace.
It is just a tool for bludgeoning.
Yeah. Personally, I use them to break down doors.
I think I have a picture that describes the differences in my phone somewhere. I can go look if you guys would like.
I mean, you can if you need to, but, you know...
So back to thinking about ancient Rome, how many morning stars do you think they had?
Probably none. I reckon they used spears and shields and mm-hmm. gladiuses and all that nonsense.
I asked my dad how often he thinks about Rome, and he's like, quite frequently in old age. And I'm like, man, I'm kind of scared to grow old.
Why?
Thinking about Rome daily?
To ponder
I think about Rome like at least twice a day, to be honest.
Same.
I thought about it because Pearman brought it up like 3 weeks ago.
But which part do you ponder? All right.
They're wonderful statues.
They do have a lot. Like, they have a lot of marble statues, man.
They were like a big arts capital for a while.
They were. And like,
it's because they were the like biggest they were population the, ever.
They were the biggest thing for a while. And then they weren't. And then they weren't.
And then they fell.
Twice.
The Germans. I'm not too surprised, honestly.
They did it twice, which was weird.
Germany fell twice?
Not Germany.
Germany did fail twice.
It failed twice. Oh, yeah. But no, we're talking about Rome. Rome fell twice.
Where's my third Rome?
Your third one?
Three times a charm.
You're standing in it.
Ooh. Where's the big actually, man with shields and spears?
Look behind you.
Dear Lord.
I think that was Mussolini's whole thing, is he was going to try to start Rome up again.
Ah.
Can we do that?
Well, I don't think he did it right, though.
He didn't do a good job. Let's be honest.
Can we buy, like, a bunch of empty land?
Can we do a what, Gabe?
Can we buy just a ton of, like, empty land and make our own little country in it?
Yeah, but we have to call it Peatlandia.
Peatlandia for Peter Griffin?
Yep.
Hit guy in Fortnite?
Mm-hmm.
Fortnite. They didn't have enough money to make him fat, so they made him buff.
They made him uber-powered. They gave him strength.
I think he
but
has
his
strength.
Neck stayed the same size.
His neck has a six pack.
It did. I saw it.
With your own eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel it up too?
Mm-hmm.
Made sure that it was all six?
Mm-hmm.
Because it like dipped beneath the collar and you're like, all right.
Yep.
Let's check, Peter.
It was a solid piece of metal. Muscle, not metal.
Just metal?
Good look.
He had a implant. Well, he was getting buffified.
They just started sticking metal into his neck.
I should just get a bunch of metal plates all over my body.
Didn't they do that to Wolverine?
Yeah, I think.
Sort of. They put metal in him. Only a little bit, though.
My TikTok showed me that clip today, and I was very sad.
I don't know. The only scene with Wolverine that I remember is, like, he was sitting inside of a hole over top of somebody, and then a nuke went off, and he cooked. But the guy under him survived.
I'm pretty sure he was outside the hole when the nuke went off.
I don't remember.
But the guy did survive.
I don't really remember what happened. I just remember he melted.
Yeah?
I thought it was a little funny. When a bomb goes
off. Okay.
That reminds me of the, if a nuke goes off, there's a ring of supermarkets where the pizzas are going to be perfectly cooked from the heat of the bomb.
But the radiation poisoning adds flavor.
Yeah, but perfectly cooked pizza.
Adds flavor.
Perfectly
I wasn't complaining.
Radioactive pizza.
Because you're mad.
You're already going to die of radiation poisoning. You might as well eat the pizza.
Might as well enjoy it while you can. Could you? What would it taste like? Do you think it'd be like
pizza?
Add extra
probably
spice
just tastes
to
like
it?
Pizza.
Can you taste the sun?
The sun is
constantly irradiating.
Go outside, just open your mouth. Like how,
well, I mean, yeah, but the difference is that there's a difference between standing outside in the sun.
It's just a really low dose of radiation.
And then, yeah, and then
yeah,
standing.
Yeah, so are bananas, though.
Yeah, and I just had one of those today.
Well, I think you're as good as dead already. You've over irradiated yourself.
You have eaten a banana. You're basically already 1 foot in the grave.
What was it, 70,000 bananas and
billions. It wasn't thousands. Ooh. It was like you have to eat it.
70 billion bananas.
It was like 30,000.
It was 30,000.
If you eat like 30,000 bananas, the radiation would kill. Well,
if you could eat all 30,000 bananas,
if you can eat 30,000 bananas, you'd probably die of radiation.
If you have the physical ability and the mental will to eat 30,000 bananas in one sitting,
how many bananas do you think you've eaten in your entire life?
Banana cube.
What?
Yep.
Huh?
What? Huh?
Can we play Tetris with bananas?
No.
Oh. Pearman, why are you being such a downer?
Well, I'm just trying to figure this out, man.
My favorite part about bananas is when I add them to like a smoothie with a bunch of other fruits, and it just completely nullifies every other thing that I've added.
It's amazing.
Taste the banana. Yeah.
Bananas and peanut butter, they just overpower everything.
Now, hear me out. Okay. Sonic, they have amazing milkshake. You can go through the.
I thought he was talking about like Sonic.
I was thinking the hedgehog too. I was like, where are you going with this?
Sonic with bananas?
Are you gonna put him into a milkshake? Is that what you were going with? And I was so confused.
No, we could put him in a milkshake.
Please don't.
It turned blue.
I don't think so.
You think Sonic would blend well?
No, I think he'd blend the blender.
On today's episode of Will It Blend, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Is it like a plushie?
Nope.
It's just him?
It's just Sonic.
Hey, guy, from which movie?
From...
Or the games? Which ones?
Which one do you think would blend better?
Probably the N64 one. I don't know what that game's called. But that Sonic would probably blend real well.
Sonic Adventures,
1984. Sure.
All right.
Fahrenheit 451 with Sonic in it.
I don't... Okay.
I read Fahrenheit 451 a couple years back.
I had to for middle school English.
I didn't have to. I just read it because I wanted to.
Was it fun?
No. I hated how that book ends.
Yeah. He kind of just wanders off into the middle of nowhere.
Can we spoil it for all the middle schoolers? And then he dies to a...
dies to a what?
A... I believe it was an atomic 30,000
bananas.
Oh. 30,000 bananas? He must have been real hungry then. Speaking of, I'm also really hungry. I'm sorry, did I tune out and tune back in?
No, I mean, you basically got the gist of what was just talked about.
Okay, then. Well.
Speaking of being hungry, you are hungry for WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, your station for variety.
Smooth.
Thank you. We're
like a blended banana.
Or a blended Sonic the Hedgehog.
I don't think that one would be smooth.
I'd feel really fast afterwards.
I don't.
Oh, dude, his quills would add texture.
Hmm. Do you think it'd be like biting your nails or something? Like little like chewy bits in it?
I think.
Please stop.
Chewy?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be chewy.
Are your nails chewy?
Yeah.
Are quills chewy?
Can I see?
No. No, thank you.
We are not going to be chewing on each other's nails.
That's not what I was suggesting.
Okay, then. We will not elaborate.
Well, yeah, we're not going to explain that one. Isaac is sitting there grinning, cupping his hands together like
he was definitely going to chew on your fingernails.
I wasn't going to do that.
I think he was probably going to like just bite my
If I wanted to, off. I wouldn't have even asked. I would have just jumped over the board.
I would have torn out the paneling and jumped right over.
Have you guys seen that one? I think it was like court footage, whatever.
Of the dude jumping at the judge.
The judge after she sentenced him?
Yeah, Wasn't he
getting sentenced for assault, too?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he's, like, spending life, like, three lifetimes in prison now.
Yeah, because you can't do that.
You're not allowed to, you know,
unfortunately,
sprint and jump at a judge.
Yeah, it's frowned upon in most places.
Like?
Unless you're, like, friends. What if you were friends with a judge and, like, he sentenced you?
I don't think they would be your judge.
Yeah, no. Yeah. There's a law about that.
That's why if you ever get jury duty, before anything is even talked about, you should just stand up and scream guilty, because then they'll just remove you.
Oh, you're right.
And you will no longer have jury duty.
See, listen to this man.
Don't you have to be a registered voter to be?
Yeah. Don't do that if you have jury duty. By the way.
Yeah. Once you become 18, you've got to sign up for all the stuff,
man,
so that you can do the things and get them done.
I gotta do it soon, because there is a primary election that I can participate in if I am 18 by the time that the actual election rolls around.
Yep.
Which is also very interesting.
So you gotta turn 18, go to voters registration and register to vote.
I'm pretty sure I'm already registering to vote.
I mean,
I could look it up.
I don't think that's how that works, because you have to be 18. You can't pre-register before you're 18.
What if I pre-registered you for the draft, for enlistment?
Aren't you 18?
I'm 18. I have to do that. I have to legally do it myself. My own hand craftsmanship.
DIY.
Do it myself recruitment.
DIY enlistment. I think you'd do really well at boot camp one day.
Are you going to join the reserves, Pearman?
Probably not.
You'd be good in the Coast Guard.
You know, I don't know if that was supposed to be like a jab at me or something.
I don't think it was.
No.
I think you'd be really good on a boat.
We're in Indiana, Gabe.
Yep.
We're nowhere near the coast.
Yeah, we are.
You could figure it out.
You got the Great Lakes to the north.
Yep. I want you to go to
that
coast.
Got to watch for them attack from the Canadians.
That is several miles away.
Several miles.
And? Preparing.
And?
How much do you, how far do you think an army gets in a day?
Two.
Wrong.
Understandable.
Seven and a half.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It's multiple choice, though.
I didn't know there were multiple answers.
They did it in the War of 1812. They'll do it again. We got to watch for them Canadians.
All right.
Wasn't that because they were French? And didn't they help us out?
I think it's because they were British and we were fighting the British.
Oh.
So they burned down our capital.
Ah.
I might be getting my war wrong. I'm pretty sure that was the War of 1812.
Yeah. I think that's when we moved the White House.
I don't remember too much about history.
I don't remember that far back. I was busy at the time.
Yeah.
I passed my government test yesterday. I don't remember a single thing.
Oh, you passed your government test.
Somehow I managed.
Sweet. Did you have to do the citizenship test as well?
No, that's later. I'm still scared for that one.
Oh, I did.
Did you pass?
Are you already a citizen?
I passed.
Man. Huh?
Are you already a citizen?
No.
Yeah, but you got to take the test and...
You're supposed to get like a 70 on it.
Well,
you know, they give you 10 verbal questions if you're trying to become a citizen of the U.S. And if you get 7 of them right, you get to become a citizen. But if you don't, you're ejected and sent to Mars.
But you're already a citizen, so...
They put you in a cannon and they just launch you out to sea.
Straight back to where you came from.
Just, you're going to... If you want to try again, you're going to have to come back. Come back, try again. Then you... If you fail, get back in the cannon.
They do that with an Australian guy. He just turns right back around, just comes right back.
Midair.
Like a boomerang.
Personally, ooh, that reminds me. I like Men at Work. I should turn that on eventually. One of these days, somebody remind me.
All right.
Thank you.
Got a lot of good songs.
They do. I think he's... Isaac just started throwing games.
We gotta start discussing.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I think they're planning on overthrowing me.
Yep. Your doom is inevitable? That's the word I'm looking for.
Inalienable?
You're done, buddy.
Uh-oh.
Kind of like that. See, I was trying to go with the big words. He just kept it short and simple. I don't...
Uh-oh.
I can't say that. You look like you're prepared to jump over it, Gabe. Isaac.
I don't like this game.
Well, listen, you shouldn't have mentioned about your chewy fingernails and Sonic the Hedgehog shake.
You think they taste like gummy lifesavers?
Oh. If your fingernails get a flavor, just in general.
Each one has a different flavor.
Oh, that's even worse.
Can you run us down the list?
And the other is lifesavers.
I don't like this game.
So. I want a purple...
That would be my right thumb. No, thank you. I'll keep that on my hand, please.
That is horribly disgusting.
I think there's a Dead by Daylight killer that does that. Just takes fingers.
Yeah, it's the clown one. I don't remember what his name is.
I don't play Dead by Daylight, but my girlfriend does. It's too scary for me.
They added who'd they add? Nicolas Cage into the game.
Guy?
See, I thought
yeah,
I
guy.
Was told they were gonna add Springtrap Freddy's into the game.
Nope.
Didn't happen.
They did, however, add Wesker from Resident Evil. Just because they just threw him in there.
See, I don't like Dead by Daylight. I don't like Dead by Daylight because every time I see any gameplay, it's just the survivor running in a circle and the killer losing them at some point in the circle somehow. And then the survivor just runs off and all of the comments are people losing their minds about it.
And you just hear like 5 people in a game chat lobby like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't understand how it's impressive in any way.
It's just like you're spinning in a circle.
Hit the gritty on the killer.
You can do that in Friday the 13th, or you could before they shut it down in Friday the 13th.
Yeah. What? Why did they shut it down again?
Because nobody played it.
Okay.
Had 4 active monthly players.
Wow.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
This is a call to action. Bring Friday the 13th back. I want to play it. I won't play it more than once, but I want to play it.
Yeah, I played that game like twice over the course of 4 years.
Was it as fun as you expected it to be?
If I had players, I'm sure it would have been fun, but I was playing by myself because I couldn't find anybody, and the bots were really stupid.
Oh.
I love games with
the
bots.
I don't even think they were meant to be, like, moving or anything, to be honest.
they were meant to be still objects, and then the devs were like, hey, no one's playing our game. We gotta make these props move.
It's like a...
Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
Actually, Team Fortress 2 has quite a few players.
Yeah. Team Fortress... TF2 has been going on for quite a while.
They've been going
steady. I
was
playing with a couple of my buddies. I love TF2.
It's a gold mine.
It is. classic Steam games are really good. TF2 has been carrying the community for a while, along with CS:GO before they revamped
it. Half-Life 1 and 2 are pretty fun.
Yeah. You ever play Half-Life Alyx?
I've not had a chance.
Isn't that the VR one?
It is. I got a crippling headache when I tried to play it for more than 3 hours.
Well, I haven't been able to play very many VR games because I have an Oculus Quest 2.
Right.
But I never bought like the cord to connect it to my computer. But I do have one coming in today.
Ooh.
I bought one a couple days ago. So.
Nice. Dude, you can play Half-Life.
I would have done
that. I'm probably not going to be playing Half-Life Alyx.
Do you have a game that you're looking for on the computer? No, he does not. Beat Saber. There's
You can play a game. Like, I have Blade and Sorcery. I have Gun Club. I have Pavlov.
Pavlov is fun.
But I'm fat, though, so standing up and moving around for that long is not it.
You can use your, I believe it's your right joystick on your right controller.
It's still a game designed to be played while standing up.
Most games are in VR, actually. That's why I love them, because I'm up and moving instead of sitting in my stinky gamer chair.
I just like sitting down. I enjoy having a seat. Also, I don't have very much space to stand up, so
punch your wall.
Yeah, just take out a
My wall that I'm worried about. It's the fact that all of the objects in my room are like knee height. Ooh. So I'm worried about like stubbing my toe on every single object in my room or punching my TV.
Well, here's what you can do.
You should do both.
You should take out a support wall and put all your stuff where the wall was.
See, just the issue with taking out support walls is they're support walls and since I'm in the basement, the rest of the house will just collapse on me.
Exactly. Then you don't have to worry. You can just stand on top of the pile.
Boom. Problem solved.
Not going to break something if it's already broken.
I should convince my dad and stepmom to let me play it in the living room. Because I know they'll try to bother me, and I'll just punch them in the face, and I'll have an excuse as to why I did that.
Hey, honey. Just haymaker. Hey,
I'm not even playing a game. I can see them.
Oh, no.
There's a pass-through feature.
You just want an excuse to punch people. Dude.
That's why I bought Blade and Sorcery. I want an excuse to punch people.
Oh, man.
Blade and Sorcery is fun because you have magic.
I don't even use the magic.
Aw.
You just use the blade?
I just use the blade.
Blade and?
Sorcery is for nerds.
Exactly.
I mean, I like slowing time and then, like, throwing a guy off a cliff and watching him slowly, slowly drift like a feather in the wind.
He has the ability to use a sword.
Poof. Normally, even in fantasy games, I don't use magic. Exactly. I think magic's lame.
Same.
Why would I use magic when I have a sword?
Like Dark Souls?
Man, strength, I play like a cleric. Build.
What do you... Okay.
Yeah, my Dark Souls build is just hit them really hard.
Just like everybody...
That's fair,
increasing
though.
Their stats, trying to drink their freaking Estus so that they have mana to flip. No, that's boring. You're
boring. I just
boring.
Eat that damage.
Exactly.
Nom, 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 nom.
I love playing the role of tank in human form.
Like, I don't even... In games where there's like actual tanks, I don't even like playing tank. I like running healer. But in games healer? like Dark Souls games, nah. Just hit really hard.
Exactly. You don't have to think.
I did that in Elden Ring.
It's just like parry once,
yeah, I like
swing
running,
hard.
I like running healer in most games because my aim's really bad. And so I could just stand behind people while they miss their shots.
Ooh.
So you can blame them.
So I could blame them when we both die.
Okay, but then they'll blame you for not
overhealing them. All I was meant to do was stand behind them and heal them. That's what I did. If they failed, that's not my fault.
I feel that. I feel that a lot. I played tank in a lot of games.
Pearman, you played Overwatch at some point or another, right?
I still do.
Okay. We should play together sometime.
You should play with my brother.
Oh, no.
Is your brother good?
They're better than I am.
Isaac, how old is your brother?
Like 23.
Ooh.
Mm. Actually, he might be older than that by now. I don't actually remember.
Is he gone?
No.
No, does he still live with you?
Oh, yeah, he's...
Where did you go?
What?
Now I'm confused.
Dude.
Huh?
Now I'm confused. What was the question?
He lives with his girlfriend.
Why don't you live with me?
Because you haven't asked.
Isaac, can we live together?
Sure.
Yay. Now we're married.
You gotta move into my basement though, because I already have like I've got like the living room and the bathroom and the bedroom, and like I've got everything already set up.
It's got the whole setup going.
Yeah, honestly, all I really need is a microwave, and I'll just never leave my basement ever again. I'll quit my job.
A mini fridge?
What about an oven?
Ooh.
Do you have?
I'm not gonna need that. I'm just gonna get like a toaster oven or something,
or an air fryer.
I got an old kegerator, and we put some grates in there, and then just removed the keg, and the like tap.
Like the old ones?
Huh?
Were they how old?
Oh, it's not that old. I mean, it was like an old kegerator. Like my dad had bought it and put a keg in it and put a tap in it. And then when it was gone, he just never replaced the keg.
Man.
So I'm just like, hey, can I have the kegerator? Put some metal grates in there.
Who gets a keg? Riddle me this.
I don't even know where you go about buying kegs, honestly.
Online.
I don't know either.
With your big adult man ID and
but
a
no,
lot of money.
You should invest in like a massive underground kitchen for your basement. Could you imagine that?
You should get a sub-basement.
Hire like three professionals.
I do have a sub-basement. So part of my... I have a crawl space, and if you crawl through the crawl space, there's a room down there, and it's only like 8 foot by 8 foot. Wow. But it's like its own room. Has lights and stuff down there.
All right. So now we know where he's going to hide people when he's...
Yeah, it's where I hide the bodies. Yeah.
Okay.
Good to know.
Glad to...
All the Sonics that I blended.
All the Sonics.
That's right.
Do you keep them in like...
That's where I keep their remains.
Do you keep them in containers or just pour them out in the room?
I just... I don't even turn the light on. I just open the door, dump the bucket, and shut the door again.
Do you think one day they'll evolve into supersonic and just be like really...
I don't think they're doing much evolving down there.
I think supersonic's already a thing.
Supersonica?
It's like when the lights in your bathroom go off and you don't have any lights to replace it, so you just pee in the dark. Just hope you're hitting the toilet.
Is that what supersonic is?
No.
I was about to say, that is not what I was talking about.
I was talking about the room when I like open the door, don't turn the lights on, just dump the bucket and shut
okay,
it.
Okay, I was talking about, you know, Sonic with the Chaos Emeralds and him turning a bright yellow.
I thought that was...
That's Sonic.
I thought that was Shadow.
Shadow can do
really
that, too.
Buff Sonic. I like Shadow's Dr. Eggman.
Just emo Sonic.
Every hedgehog in the Sonic the Hedgehog world, if given shiny rocks, can turn...
I feel like we've been in here forever.
Shiny. Glow.
Huh?
I feel like we've been in here forever.
Well, it's because...
How long have we been doing this?
We've actually always been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you walk in this room, it's a time loop. You're stuck here forever. After you step in this room, you can't leave.
That reminds me of that game. It's called Deathloop.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a game called Deathloop.
What are we talking about?
Huh?
What are we talking about?
Okay. All right. You
sneaky.
Am I able to... I can't push the button from over here.
You can't. You can't turn off my button. I can turn off your button. Oh, he's going to turn off my button.
You missed.
No, I didn't. I touched it. I just didn't turn it off.
He did.
Because that would be rude.
Here, I'll turn off my own mic, put myself in timeout. You get, I'll say, 1 minute.
Is humble.
Go.
Oh, my goodness.
So, that reminds me of that game. It's called Deathloop. Have you ever heard of that?
I think we talked about this last episode, actually. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. I think that we actually talked about
this. We might actually just be in a time loop.
Yeah.
I told you.
Okay. Hey, you're still in timeout. Don't talk into any of our microphones. Timeout boy. He's complaining like a child, like a little baby.
Like a Muppet. Like Beaker.
Like Beaker. We did talk about Beaker.
Throwback.
Honestly, it's more like Beaker and the two grumpy dudes that hang out in
the old dudes.
Yeah, they hang out in like the rafters of the Muppet studio just heckling everybody.
I like harassing old men.
Okay. It's 23. You can take yourself out of timeout.
I'm free.
Yeah, I don't think...
Back from timeout.
I think putting him in timeout made him eviler.
I'm scheming on my revenge.
Pulls up alongside a nursing home. Just
okay. No, okay, we can. I
pull up with a t-shirt cannon. Just
a t-shirt cannon. You get some new clothes today.
Grandpa with new khakis.
Oh, dude, khakis.
Cargo shorts?
Nah, you gotta...
Jorts.
Yeah.
Stop.
Got me trembling in my jutes.
Are you talking about like jean boots?
Jean boots.
Are they like part of the pants?
Or are they just like... that's the ideal fit. Jean jacket, jorts, and jutes.
My question is, no, answer the question.
Your jean hat.
Do the jeans go into the jean boots?
No. Since they're jean shorts, they're cut off just above the knee.
Oh, do you have jean that's socks? Worse. Oh, that's worse.
Do you have jean socks?
No.
That would be so uncomfortable.
Cargo socks.
Ooh.
Jean socks. Could you imagine?
Cargo socks.
I like the cargo socks better, actually.
Cargo socks. Just have all these little pockets on your sock.
Are like, they on the bottom, too? So
just like, hey, man.
Pockets?
Hey, can I get a piece of gum? Sure. Just roll up your pant leg and start.
He's wearing shorts. Jean shorts.
Jorts.
Okay, never mind. You just, like, go down to your ankle and just...
reaches down.
Unclip buttons. A pocket and hand someone a piece of gum.
Just pull like, out a key. Pull out a small lockbox from your jean shorts.
You know where I keep my gum?
Unlock it. That's where the gum is.
You need a key to open your cargo shorts.
Mint and cinnamon. You get your choice.
But it'll cost you $3. I like to keep all of my items in a lockbox, and then keep a single key in each of my pockets, each behind a lockbox except for one of them. So that I have to go through all the steps of unlocking each box to get the key to the next box.
I don't think anybody will ever win if they mug you.
They would just take the box and throw it away.
It wouldn't even be worth it.
They wouldn't. They would. They'd be like, "What is this guy? This guy is a psychopath."
I knew this kid in elementary school that made a safe out of cardboard, and he was really proud of it until I just punched the side of it and just grabbed his stuff out of it.
Goodness, you've just been a bully your entire life.
I wasn't a bully. He's just like, look, it's impenetrable.
And you just.
Yeah, I just.
And bada bing, bada boom.
There's a massive hole in your side. I found a security flaw.
I found the flaw in your impenetrable base. Like the big bad wolf. I just decimated a wall.
It's like how I do in Rust. I just leave a giant hole in the wall so that people could just come right on in.
Just like, there's no point in you guys having to waste ammunition. Come on in. Take my stuff.
It's not like I have anything.
They just look in your treasure chest, find like 5 rock. And they walk away.
That's actually why I hate Rust, because like I would enjoy to try to play it. But no. every time I join, I'm not gonna like join a private server because that defeats the point. So I join a random public server. No. And some dude sees me not wearing anything, holding nothing but a rock, and is just like,
I want him.
Death.
That guy is dead.
That's the same reason I hate DayZ, actually.
That's the average Rust experience.
You gotta go for like a 5x or something. Something that like multiplies your resource income. Because then people just leave you alone. They're like, he's naked. It doesn't matter.
And you know, come to think of it, that's kind of the same experience playing Ark. Except it's with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Like, you spawn in.
I really don't like survival games, actually, now that I think about it.
I enjoy them, weird.
But they are very hard to get into.
There are a lot of RNG when you start. Like, you gotta get real lucky when you just spawn in.
See, I don't like games where I have to get lucky on spawn and have to keep spawning for 5 hours just to be able to start playing the game.
That fuels my gambling addiction.
Okay.
I love gambling. My college fund gambled.
I
was supposed to make double profit.
You're 17.
I don't have a college fund.
Gambled.
I do.
Online gambling. Ever heard of CSGO crates?
Oh, dude.
Ooh.
My favorite thing to do is try to spend money for a knife that isn't real.
No, but then you make, like, tons of money. They do the same thing with Rust, actually. Fun fact. I had a friend who made $2,000 by gambling his items in Rust.
I'm not...
And then he lost it all.
Don't they reset servers? Don't you just lose those items?
It was the skins for the
Rust
items.
Has skins?
It does.
I did not know that.
It is a skin system. It can be pay to win, too, which is crazy.
I'll pay to win.
Of course.
No.
Of course you would.
Yeah, I work 2 jobs. I don't have the time to grind out video games. I'll weaponize the 3 numbers on the back of my credit card.
Fair.
See if I care.
Okay.
You'd be really good at Roblox games. Like the little like tower defense games and all that stuff. You'd beat all the kids.
Yeah, because I'd just cheat and just buy my way to level 100.
Yep, number one player in the world.
Instantly.
Isaac, you win.
Woo!
This episode, you've won it.
What has he won? This car.
This car, my car, in my parking lot that may or may not hit yours. No, thank you.
Give me your keys.
I'll give it to you after class.
Give me your keys.
I don't like the way he's saying that. He's gesturing. He's doing a come hither motion with his fingers. He's telling
beckoning.
Me, no, thank you. I'm going to pass on giving you my car until after. And by after,
you want a trade?
Maybe, actually.
My radio doesn't work, though.
My car is pulling really nicely to the left right now, so it takes a lot of work to drive.
I have new tires.
I'll take those. And your broken radiator, but I'm going to leave it in my trunk.
My radiator is fine.
You know what rhymes with radiator?
What's that?
Radio.
You know what else rhymes with radiator?
What?
90.9 WBDG the Giant.
He did that
you
right.
You did that.
He did that so kind smooth. Of. No, he didn't.
He did it. You did it. You went.
But.
What were you trying there?
Nothing, man. I just wanted to throw it in there.
Okay. Well, you were not.
Because he said it the first time earlier. And normally we say it like six or seven times, but we only did it that one. So I had to throw another one in.
We just say it once.
Throw it in 830. One more time, Pearman. Finish us off.
What do I got to finish off with?
Read that right there.
Yeah.
What does that thing? I'm not reading that
what
thing.
What does that say?
Read me the legal ID.
It is you want me to read the legal?
Yep, one more time.
WBDG.
You're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. And this has been, I don't know, Gabe as the host, Isaac on the side, and me here. Hi. Gabe.
Yes.
Are we done?
We are. That is it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. Have a beautiful day.
Did I turn my mic off?
No. You gotta lead in through the entire song.
Let me see you and talk the rest of the day.
No, thank you. Now it's just me. I turned him off.
My mic literally.
Good night, everyone.